Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Zechor LeMiriam from the Chavetz Chaim, Perikud Gimel Shin, number 56. The Chavetz Chaim is reminding us from a Kavya Mahalala, the Mishnah Perikud Yavis, that we all know, but we don't think about it so many times throughout our days and weeks, months and years, that after 120 years, a person's guf will go back to where it came from, off from min adama, back to the ground, and the neshama will go back to where it came from, min ha-shamayim. The neshama will bring something with itself back to Shemayim. And that's going to be a recording, a video, an audio, crystal clear, no interruptions, no slowing down because of lack of connectivity. And it's going to play over the person's life. All of his mitzvahs and ma'is and ta'ivim will be played up in Shemayim. And there will be also a video of the actions that we don't want to see, in the dibur, in the speech, in the words we've said that might not have been kosher. Just like the food needs a heksher, the words need a heksher. Unless, of course, a person does tshuva. And we're learning Shari Tshuva and the other shir to learn how to do tshuva. If a person does a proper tshuva, he has the ability to wipe away all of those recordings. This is what a person has to remind himself. That a person at the end of his life will give an accounting and have to answer for all of his actions, all of his speech, all of his behavior. There's no forgetfulness by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From everything a person did while he was on this world, on this earth, irrelevant if the person did something intentionally, not intentionally, by mistake, out of his control. So too by the good actions. He must be shleimus. With a kavon l'shem Hashem yisbarach, if he does the mitzvah completely and he does the mitzvah for Hashem's sake, everything is going to all the emotions. You know, you send an email, you send a text message. There's a program, Grammarly. It can tell you if the message sounds positive, the message sounds angry, whatever you want, whatever it could tell you. In Shemayim, they will see, why did this person do this mitzvah? What was his kavana behind doing the mitzvah? Did he do the mitzvah for Hashem's sake? Or did he do the mitzvah for his own sake? These are of the things we have to be thinking about while we're here, Baruch Hashem, in this world. To strengthen ourselves, to do the mitzvahs the best way possible, Hashem Shemayim.